Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, "He who is not trustworthy has no faith." Amana is trustworthiness, fulfilling and observing the rights one is entrusted with. The opposite of amana is khiyana, that is betrayal of those rights and breaking trust without permission of Sharia. Trust is at the heart of protecting people's rights and is hailed as the essence of true belief and faith in Allah Azza wa Jal. Just as the heart is vital for life, trustworthiness is vital for faith. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, explaining the hadith of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that we heard before, there is the following commentary. This is a warning, the purpose of which is to admonish and highlight how faith can be imperfect without trustworthiness. By extension, someone who is treacherous concerning another's wealth, his self or his own household, his faith is not complete. Moreover, a true believer is someone who does not endanger the lives and wealth of others. The faith and belief of the treacherous is incomplete. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was unparalleled and distinguished in trustworthiness. Even before announcing his prophethood, he was hailed as the trustworthy one, that is Amin. When he began calling the world towards Islam, the Roman Emperor asked the Quraysh, who were staunchly against Islam at that time, about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They lauded his character and described his trustworthiness. The disbelievers of Makkah were severe enemies of the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, yet they would keep their valuables with him. Such was his trustworthiness. When he migrated from Makkah to Medina, he gave Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu the responsibility of returning these trusts to their owners. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, trustworthiness is the protector of rights. And from this perspective, it is to do with Allah Azza wa Jal, man's old self and others. Let's discuss trustworthiness with Allah Almighty. This entails fulfilling the commands of Allah Almighty and avoiding that which He has prohibited. This is known as trustworthiness with Allah Almighty. Trustworthiness with oneself is to select that which is most beneficial in relation to one's religion and worldly life, and to avoid such an action due to anger or one's desires, which is a cause of loss in the hereafter. Trustworthiness with others means returning trust to them, being honest in our business dealings, and not divulging people's private matters. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, there are three matters in which there is no excuse for anyone. Number one, treating parents well, whether they are Muslims or not, fulfilling promises made to Muslims or non-Muslims, and fulfilling trusts, whether they belong to Muslims or non-Muslims. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam declared, the truthful and trustworthy Muslim businessman will be raised on the day of judgment with martyrs. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam announced, whoever has these four traits in them is a pure hypocrite. Whoever harbors one of them possesses a portion of hypocrisy within them until they abandon it. When he is entrusted, he betrays. When he speaks, he lies. When he makes a promise, he goes against it. And when he argues, he resorts to foul language. Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahmatullahi ta'ala was asked, how did you reach your high rank? He replied, through speaking the truth, fulfilling trusts, and avoiding unnecessary actions. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to live our lives with trustworthiness. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.